Welcome to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Wamsley.
Welcome to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Wamsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today with me, I have the ambassador out of Southern California, Steve Anderson. Steve owns 9 apartment complexes, 4 single-family houses. He's also our ambassador to the Southern California area, and they've created quite a group of people out there. It's growing rapidly. We have him on today to talk about that. We also have him on today to talk about the fact that we have a couple events coming up. We've got a single one-day event coming up on Saturday, January 12th. And if you want to attend that event, you need to go to retireinfiveyearsorless.com. That's retireinfiveyearsorless.com. And the 5 is a numeral 5. And then we have a 2-day training session coming up on February 16th and 17th. And if you want to attend that, you got to go to givemetotalfreedom.com. That's givemetotalfreedom.com. So with me here today to discuss these events and other things going on in Southern California is Steve Anderson. Steve, welcome to the show.
Hi, Del. Greetings from San Diego. It's a pleasure to talk with you today.
Well, Steve, it's always fun to talk to you. It's always nice to come out there, by the way. I just like to visit you. maybe we hold on to you as a friend just so we have some place to come visit in San Diego. But
well, you're welcome anytime.
I don't mean that.
It's fun to have you out.
It was fun last time I was out there. So we're talking here today, and it's interesting, Steve, because after the new year, every year, people start to think about their lives again and think, okay, what am I going to do differently this year? What am I going to add on? What am I going to take off? What's going to happen that's going to make a difference in my life? And most people don't do very much about it. You know, we all know that. But some people make major changes. And you made one of the most major changes I've ever seen in a person. Although I have seen it happen more than once, but it's a major change. And that is you went from the philosophy of the Dave Ramsey philosophy, which is eat beans and rice, beans and rice, beans and rice, get a second job, deliver pizzas on the weekend, pay off your mortgage, personal debt, get out of debt, completely out of debt, and buy real estate all cash. And the fun part about this, guys, as you listen to his story, is Steve used to teach the classes. Wow. So, Steve, the story behind that, if I can get it out of you, I got to jerk it out of you like a bad tooth, is what did it feel like teaching classes that you felt had some relevance, but then were disingenuous with what you were doing yourself personally, which was investing with credit and debt? Tell us the story as best you can. I know it's hard to get that out, but.
Well, I had quite a number of people that I'd met over time that were really suffering from a lack of just basic finance 101. You know, they were using credit cards and consumer debt poorly, and they were in all kinds of financial trouble. And I had gone through this class, and I thought it had a lot of good points to it. It's the 7 baby steps, and I'd gone through it. I'd actually taken my kids through it. And I was asked if I would be interested in teaching it, and because it had some good impacts in some of these basic early steps, I thought I could really help people with it. So, you know, the first 3 baby steps were to start a $1,000 emergency fund, pay off your debt using the debt snowball, and save 3 to 6 months of expenses. And, you know, that just sounded like some basic things that everybody should know. And so I got into that and started teaching the class. I taught it numerous times. But at the same time, I had already started investing in single family homes. And so I was doing both the 401k path, which most people do that work in corporations like I do. I've been in the corporate world for my entire career in the high tech industry in California. So I was following that path. But at the same time, I started having some really good success in single-family homes. And as I got deeper into it, I started to get more and more conflicted with the path to invest, you know, 15% of your household income in your 401ks, your IRAs, and paying off your house early when I only had a I had a 3.5% mortgage, where I was making incredible money with single-family homes by using debt. So I started getting really conflicted, and eventually it led to me deciding not to teach this path anymore and move on. And that's about the time when I found your show. So I found your show on podcasts, and I initially was just wanting to jump into the lifestyles single family roadmap, because that's what I'd been doing. I had purchased several single families at that point. And when I listened to the roadmap that you did with the equity capture up front, that sounded much better than what I was doing. And so I started listening to you, and eventually I ended up joining your program. And I did hear you talk about Dave Ramsey one time, and you just completely nailed it when you mentioned that with the Dave Ramsey program, you know, it's good for Finance 101, kind of the kindergarten, just to learn the basics. But if you really want to get wealthy, come see Dell. And that just really resonated with me on the particular shows that you mentioned that.
You know, Steve, it's a shame that because of marketing, advertising, listenership, whatever it is, that you have to come up with an idea that is so intransient that you can only believe that one thing. And that's just not the right way to see life. I mean, the basic common sense stuff that you were teaching, that Dave Ramsey teaches, is great stuff. The sad part is it's great stuff for my kid, grandkids that were here today, this weekend, the whole week, whatever, in that you should be teaching kids how to take care of that stuff when they're 6 years old to 10 years old. And they shouldn't have to be 25 and 30 years old learning how to not be in debt and not, you know, have a savings account, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's the sad part about all that. Unfortunately.
Yeah, that is so true. And that's why I took my kids through this, because they were just, my first two kids were just about to start college at that point, and I really wanted them to understand how consumer debt and student loan debt could really be detrimental to them. And so I wanted them to just have the basic knowledge. The funny thing now is, now that I've switched over to the lifestyles model, my youngest son, he's just about to turn 18, and he's going to college next year. But he is like so into the lifestyles model that he wants to get in and do real estate for a career. So he is completely involved in our meetings that we have out here, and you know, I think he's going to do quite well in life, because he's really understanding a model that can really get him to where he wants to go at an earlier age. I wish I would have had your model when I was his age, I'll tell you, Dale.
I wish I would have had my model at that age. Come on. You know, that's the whole reason that the legacy and give back and the whole bit is that, you know, somebody wrote a book called Think and Grow Rich back in the 50s, 30s, whatever it was he wrote it. And you think, thank gosh, somebody wrote that book. Thank gosh, somebody wrote all the stuff that we read that gets us to the place we are in life. And I look at this now and I think back. You know, I've been doing this now for almost 30 years, 29 years I've been doing Lifestyles Unlimited. And I think back and go, wow, how many tens of thousands, because we have like 35,000 members right now, Steve, all over the country. But that's we've lost 35,000 members over the years, you know, they've come and gone and done great things and disappeared and so forth. I mean, you think about how many people's lives, and, you know, you talk about the people on the radio every day, and it's really a good thing. And I think it's really valiant of you that you actually went out there and did that and taught the classes.
Well, and it's really exciting too that now that you've gone national, just the number of people that you're reaching, you know, originally you're out of Texas, but the number of people that you're reaching nationally is phenomenal. So it's just exploding. I see it in our growth out here in California. And
absolutely, Steve. We're going to take a break right now, though. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with Steve Anderson and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for over 25 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they've won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 10 of the last 10 years. It's easy to see why Think Realty magazine named us the best in the U.S. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today is Steve Anderson. Steve is the Southern California ambassador for a couple events coming up here. We've got something, a one-day event, introductory event in San Diego on January 12th. You'll be able to come there and meet the members, meet some of our investors, meet Steve, and there'll be a presentation, case study, and so forth. In fact, Steve, why don't you pick up what all they're going to be able to see on Saturday, January 12th, on the one-day event. Can you share with us what all they'll be participating in?
Well, these are events that people really need to get out to if they want to change their lives. I attended this, and I think most people come out and they're just amazed at what they hear in the workshop, in this free workshop. But one of the things that I really appreciated when I came out here, and you're going to learn about single family and multifamily investing as part of the workshop and the model that Dell has. But one of the things that I really appreciated, which I've been to other seminars, and you will not see other seminars where you have members come out and share their story to the extent that Lifestyles does. There's a real community of investors, and we're just like a big family. The Southern California group, we get together regularly and do case studies, and we analyze deals and things. But what you'll be able to do is meet some of us, and we'll tell you all the good stories. If there's any struggles, because real estate's not perfect, we'll be honest, and we'll tell you some things that we've experienced, but I'll tell you, in my experience, it's been by far very positive, and it made a big impact to my family's financial well-being. So I highly recommend anybody in the Southern California, or if you just want to fly in to San Diego for January 12th, come on out, and you'll get to meet a lot of people that have really had their lives changed.
So, Steve, what do you think it is? People have told me for years that this is a unique environment. To me, it's just my personality of openness and honesty. What do you think it is that generates so much openness between members at Lifestyles?
Yeah, you've really put in stress the open nature, and I've never seen anything like it where people will share their financials in terms of, the people that are the leads in doing multifamily deals, they'll open their books. The people that have been investing in deals, they'll tell you, well, I'm making this much money on this one and this much on this one. It's like nothing I've seen, but it's just built into the culture. And so we have you to thank for that. I've never seen anything like it in any other group I've ever been in.
Now, you have grown that group quite large out there. What are you doing out there in Southern California that is growing your group? I mean, we've got, like right now in this country, we're all over the country. We have members in every state, just so people know this. But in certain areas, we have had individuals or groups of individuals that have generated large amounts of interest and congregated a group. And when I talk about co-op, I'm always, Steve, talking about the concept of which comes first, chicken or the egg. You have a co-op. How do you create a co-op? Well, You know, you need something to co-opt. If there's nothing there, you can't co-opt anything. And so how do you create a co-op? So if you bring people in, right, you have to have something to bring them in with, and vice versa. Once they come, then there needs something to be there. How did you do this to create this co-op out there that's so strong?
Well, one of the things that I learned in my corporate career is the value of networking. And when I was out at the 2016 event in Houston, the Expo, I approached JB and asked him, how can we get all the people that are listening to the podcast and have joined Lifestyles together to start networking together so we can start growing this group? And so he said, Steve, how would you like to be an ambassador? And I said, yes, and I had no clue what that was. but we just organically grew the role. And you know, this is a completely volunteer role, that, and there are ambassadors all over the country that are doing this type of thing. But what we've done is we started with a group of four people. Before you really went national, we had four people, and we started analyzing deals together. But what I started doing was I approached Lifestyles and asked if we could start getting the other folks that we hadn't met together. And so we've grown from four people to quite a large number of people. We have regular events that I have set up with other folks in the area. But we average over 50 people in every event we have now, and we have case studies that we bring in lead investors that are leading multifamily projects, and we've had single-family folks come out and give case studies. But one of the things that people really value is getting together and hear the success stories of other people and learning from it. So we are so much stronger as a group than we are individually, because we really push each other and learn from each other and learn from each other's mistakes, so we've really grown just because we're such a supportive group. We also have a distribution list for our multifamily investors that we regularly communicate through, and recently we formed a leadership team in Southern California to try to grow our events even bigger, and so we're right now meeting quarterly on these ambassador-led events for case studies, and then we also regularly have lunches, and we've got some other things planned with groups out in Arizona and other things in the future that are still forming, but we're rapidly organizing things for the year 2019.
Now, if you're getting up to 50 people, Steve, you're getting to the point where you can't stick them in the back of a Denny's somewhere. You know, you're going to have a place to meet. And have we talked through the corporate ladder yet of finding some type of a place where we can just rent space to be able to have meetings? Have we talked, Lynn talked to you about that yet or not?
Well, I have talked with Lynn and Terry a little bit about that. What we've done so far, you know, we're a creative group out here. We actually have rented a clubhouse in Laguna Niguel for a couple of events, and we also have a catered lunch. So what we're doing is we're just asking people to pay for part of the catered lunch, but we've also started to have we just started to have sponsors. So we had one of the folks that is a preferred vendor from Lifestyle speaking at our last event, and he actually took care of the lunch in the venue.
Boy, that is productive. Yep, you know, when you've got the type of people that you guys have out there, and you're all together working to figure something out, it's going to get done. There's no doubt. So, if you guys want to go out there and meet Steve Anderson and the rest of the Southern California members, the event is going to be January 12th. And if you want to sign up for that, go to www.retireinfiveyearsorless.com. That's retireinfiveyearsorless.com. And the five is a numeral. We'll take a short break. Be right back with Steve Anderson, the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
You're listening listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. Over 25 years ago, Del Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Del has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the five ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me today is Steve Anderson, a multifamily and single family investor out of Southern California. Steve currently owns 9 apartment complexes and 4 single family houses. And he's also the ambassador in Southern California down in San Diego. He is nurturing a group of people, Lifestyles members, which are working out the kinks of being a group, which is an interesting concept because we've worked that kinks out for the last 29 years here in Houston. We went to Dallas, then we went to San Antonio, and then to Austin, and then all over the country. And so Steve is taken on the Southern California group and is growing it and breeding it. And Steve, what do you think is the most attractive part to the Lifestyles investment philosophy for people in Southern California? You know, this is going to sound strange, but you Californians are different kind of people. Us people in the rest of the world that live, you know, we're called the flyover states, right? You guys are all the important people live on the East Coast and the West Coast. The rest of us look at you guys and go, what the heck are these guys thinking? So what's attractive to your kind of people out there in California that are willing to pay twice what we pay in taxes, by the way? God, I got that in so smooth.
we call it the paradise tax out here, but it's amazing. There are a lot of people that are financial conservatives out here that you don't think about normally, but people are really looking at how can I find an investment that is a tax-friendly investment to help me out financially out here in this high-tech environment. And California is really, really suffering from that. People out on the East Coast, Chicago. And so, I think that's really one of the big things that people really appreciate is the way that the government has designed real estate to allow you to defer or completely avoid taxes. And, people are confused thinking, oh, this is a loophole. But, the government has designed it specifically because real estate is such an important part of our economy. So they reward those that invest in real estate. And so the folks out here are really, I think that's a big driver, looking for ways to save on their taxes out here. And I think that's true throughout the country, really. Because, it's just so expensive to live out here. So we need every break we can get.
I think we need to look at that a little closer because that's really a great point. If you think about it, you talk about, first of all, your statement that it's not a loophole. It's not a loophole at all. It's a planned event, and it's been planned forever. Now, in 1986, Reagan decided that there was too much deductions for things like real estate, so he cut them back. To where people with high incomes, people like yourselves that are, highly compensated corporate people, could only take a marginal amount of deductions and losses on their tax return, right? And that way they couldn't get out of paying taxes on their personal income. But what's happened is that even though they did that, real estate allows you to earn real estate income almost virtually tax-free if you do it correctly. Now, if you don't do it correctly, it's tax-deferred. But if you do it correctly, it could be as much as tax-deferred until you die, in which case it becomes tax-free. But let's think about the point here. Basic income taxes are anywhere from, 15% to 33%, and anybody who lives in California has got to be paying the 33%. There's nobody paying 15 and living there. You can't afford to live there for that. I'm in the 40, 42% tax bracket, so I think they brought that 42 went down to 39 this year. So now, we pay 39% of our income tax. Then you pay state income tax of 12%. Then you have Social Security of 15%. Now, maybe your employer, if you're employed, pays half of that, so you pay 7.5%. So you look at that, if you're at 39% income tax, 12% state tax, you're at 49, 52, 51%, and then another 7, you're at 60% taxes of every dollar you earn. So when you come back and say, okay, Steve, I'm going to put you into a deal here, and you're going to earn $100,000 a year, and none of it's going to be taxed. None. There's no Social Security or Medicare because it's not a job. There's no income tax because depreciation covers it all. Then you're really looking at something. So I just closed a deal, Stephen. I did it, believe it or not, right before Christmas, like the day or two before Christmas. And it was a, $23 million deal that I closed. And my income tax deductions on that would have been like $1 million a year of free income. In other words, whatever I make, $1 million of it's tax-free, right? But because of the new tax law changes that Trump threw in there, it'd be more like $2 million now. So it's just amazing that Trump has gone back. Why am I saying amazing? It's stupid. That's a dumb statement. Sorry, Steve. It's obvious that as a real estate investor, Donald Trump is going to fix the tax laws to make more income tax-free. That's why he won't show his tax returns, because he's not making any income. So if you live out there in that really high taxing zone like you do, to be able to make $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 a year tax-free is a benefit. Now, if you're a highly compensated individual, you can't write off your excess losses past $25,000 unless you're a real estate professional. And to be that, you can't have a full-time job and be a real estate professional. You have to have the full-time position of being an investor to do that. But regardless of that, you're still being able to earn some large amount of money tax-free. And that really is a big thing out there. Steve, let's see if we can get these people to come to your event again. We've got an event coming up on Saturday, January 12th. Steve's going to be there. We're going to have other investors that you can come and meet. There'll be a case study. They'll talk to you about different deals they've done. And if you want to go to this, you need to go to retireinfiveyearsorless.com. That's retireinfiveyearsorless.com. And in the retireinfiveyearsorless.com, you need to understand the five is a numeral. It's not the word five. It's number five. So retire in numeral 5 years or less.com. Now, if you want to go to the 2-day trading class, which Steve and everybody else has taken, we've all taken the class. That's what gets us on the same page. It's everything you need to know to start investing in real estate. Everything from locating, evaluating, negotiating, contracting, closing, setup, feasibility, everything, the whole bit, marketing, hiring, sales, everything from head A to Z. You need to go to givemetotalfreedom.com. That's givemetotalfreedom.com. You can get signed up for that class. So, Steve, what did your mind, how did you take the first 2-day you ever took? Was it online or did you take it live?
I took it online. In fact, one of the mistakes that I made when I first joined Lifestyles is I was so busy in my corporate career that I took the class, but I didn't take any action in the first year until one of my coworkers, who actually is out of our Austin office, was making a killing with the multifamily, and he started really bugging me to jump right into that rather than single family. I was so worn out from the first year in a corporate restructuring that we were doing that I took no action. And so this is one of the things that I tell people when they join Lifestyles: get involved in our networking group, and we're going to help encourage you to take action right away. so that you can start getting those first properties in place. But I took it online, but later, less than a year later, I came out to Dallas and I took it, and it is so much better live. I took it with Dave Fisher, but it is so much better live than online. Although the online classes are a great benefit to have, but when you come out and you take it live, you get to meet other investors, and it's just so much more interactive and dynamic that I would really encourage you to take it live. And I'll tell you, if you can get to that that January 12th workshop and then the February 16th, the 72-day, it's an amazing experience to be able to go through that class. It's really, that two-day class is really life-changing. It has been for my family.
Well, let's get him out there with you, Steve. Again, if you want to attend this event on January 12th, that's a Saturday. You need to go to retireinfiveyearsorless.com. That's retireinfiveyearsorless.com. And sign up now. Get to the free event. It's going to be well worth your time. Guarantee you, since it's going to cost you nothing, I guarantee your money back. Oh, God, that was an easy one. You know, it's been a long time, Steve. You know, this holiday of being around all these kids. You wake up one day and you go, man, it's a holiday. I'll take a short break. Be right back with Steve Anderson and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today is Steve Anderson. It's the ambassador from Southern California. He's here to highlight the fact that we have an event coming up here on Saturday, January 12th. Which is a one-day free event. If you'd like to attend, you can go to retireinfiveyearsorless.com. And also in February 16th and 17th, we have our famous two-day training class, which if you want to attend that, go to givemetotalfreedom.com. Stevie, you're saying that you took the class online and then later took it live. It was, you know, obviously there's a lot of networking stuff that's really positive. What do you believe is going to occur this year out in the Southern California group? Because it seems like we've sort of hit the tipping point in some of these areas out there that have started to grow these groups. I know you're doing some cross-generation, pollination would be better, with the people in Phoenix and that area. Tell us what's happening. How is this growing as a group, and what do you see happening in the next 6 months to a year?
I just see nothing but growth. As you mentioned earlier in the show, we are starting to max out the venues that we have been organizing our events at. And I just see more and more of it. We are like a big family, as I've mentioned earlier, and we expect to continue to bring good content out for the case studies. We have a lineup of future speakers that people that have already requested to fly in and give back their members, their leads. They want to come in and meet the group in Southern California and then take a little vacation out here while they're out here. But the next several events, we've already been booking people that are going to give a lot of value to our members and provide a lot of good networking. So it's really growth and more growth. And I think we are, you're right, we're about at the tipping point where we're probably going to have to start renting a bigger venue as we grow. So it's really exciting. It's exciting to see this group that's grown from just four people a couple of years ago to what I expect it to be by the end of 2019. I expect our events to be quite large by that point.
You said you're starting to develop vendors also for the program out there?
We've started, we have a few vendors out here. For example, Gene Trowbridge, the syndication lawyer, is located right here near where we live, and he spoke at our last event. We have a few folks that are exploring becoming vendors. The difference with Southern California as opposed to some of the other markets is that most of the folks out here have decided to become passive investors in multifamily, or they've been doing single-family homes out of state. And, you know, people that have never done this think, how in the world can you invest in things that you can't walk through or, you know, touch or whatever? But we're all doing it, and it works. The model works fantastic. But we won't have as many of the vendors that are like for single family home vendors thing, because a lot of people are investing outside of Southern California. You know, when your average house price out here is $550,000 or whatever it is, depending on what market you're in, it's even more in other markets. The model for single family home doesn't work as good as it does in other states, but it's amazingly easy to invest out of state. I've been doing it for a number of years, and it's a lot easier than people think it is.
So when you invest in these deals, I always love to ask this of people, do you put more weight on the deal or on the lead investor that's doing the deal?
Well, the way I look at it is that if you have a good lead, he's going to find a good deal. And so I have been focusing more on the lead first. And usually when I find a good lead, he's got a good deal. So that's kind of the order that I look at. Although I have found a few deals that had new leads that are first-time leads, and I did some investigation on them and talked with them on the phone and got to know them a little bit. And there have been a couple deals that I've done that my first-time leads have been unbelievably good, and the deal has been really, really good too. So But most of the time, I'm really focusing on the lead.
The point you brought up is a very interesting one, because as a mentor, I've seen this through the years, is that first deal people do, they're so scared that they work their bottom off. They follow what we say to do most times. You know, it's like a 95 to 5% chance, you know, that these first guys, they're working so hard to get these things done. They're following what we say. They haven't developed an ego yet. And they want to get the deal done and get out of it because they want to go and do something much larger. So that pushes them time-wise to hurry it up and get it done. So I see a lot of success with those first-time guys out there. But you're right. The tried and true, they know what they're doing. And they just make it happen over and over and over again. So it's going to be excitement. Well, I'm glad you came on today and we were able to share this time with everybody. Let's give them one more time. If you want to go to the event, Steve's got it coming up here with Lifestyles on Saturday, January 12th. You want to go to retireinfiveyearsorless.com. That's retireinfiveyearsorless.com. And if you want to go to the two-day event on February 16th, 17th, that would be givemetotalfreedom.com. Steve, thanks for being on the show. The rest of you out there, you know, I really hope you can attend one of these events this year. 2019 could be your year that you retire. Have a wonderful time. We'll see you tomorrow. Remember, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. We'll be right back.
listening to the Del Monsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught, so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Monsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.